Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Remember Steve Bannon? Well, it's a sad thing with one of his partners. And the reason I say it's sad is he had a partner in this Build the Wall fraud. You remember that? They set up a charitable account, said donate to this and we'll build a wall. Mexico, build Trump's wall. We'll do it because Biden won't do it. We'll do it. Overlooking the fact that there was plenty of wall already built. There's about 1,700 to 1,900 miles of border with Mexico. There's already something like 800 miles of wall that was built. And it was built not just by Republicans. It was built by Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. And it ain't coming down. There's one around San Diego. If you didn't have that, all of Tijuana would walk into San Diego. So there is a wall. There's enough wall. All Trump was doing is saying, well, I'll build a little more. And I think he built another 40 miles or something. It was all baloney. Anyway, Steve Bannon put together this fund, said, we're going to build the wall as if he's going to build the wall. Send money. We're not going to take any of it. They sent it. He grabbed himself quite a little chunk. And he was arrested on a yacht. Remember? Chinese guy owned a yacht. Wealthy guy. Had Bannon on there. He was arrested. He was arrested for fraud. And I don't think that he reported that as income. That's income tax fraud. Trump pardoned him. So unless the DA issues state charges in New York, which they're looking at, Bannon will skate free. Well, Bannon had a partner in this named Brian Colfage. Brian Colfage, K-O-L-F-A-G-E. The reason I say it's sad is Brian Colfage is an Iraq war veteran and lost three limbs. I mean, he really paid the price, almost the ultimate price in Iraq. I take no pleasure in this, but Brian Colfage got sucked in by Steve Bannon. Brian Colfage reported on his income tax to the IRS that he made $63,000 one year. Turned out he took hundreds of thousands in compensation from this Build the Wall charity. Now, here's the deal. The Build the Wall charity raised $25 million. And they said in their papers that they wouldn't take compensation. But if all it was taking compensation, it's very likely that the federal government would not bring an action. It's too close a case. But when you don't report it to the IRS, that's where they get you. Remember, they got Al Capone on income tax evasion. They didn't get him for the Valentine's Day massacre where he had his enemies there pretending to honor them at a dinner. Then he gets up behind him with a baseball bat with lead in it and beats them on the head. This is Al Capone. This is not Steve Bannon, not Brian Colfage. They wouldn't do something like that. But Brian Colfage did not report that income. And as a result, he's been charged. Bannon dragged him down, and Brian Colfage did not get a pardon. Didn't occur to him to ask for one. It didn't occur to anybody that he would want one. So another Trump legacy, another outstanding contribution of the Trump team to our democracy. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, dragging down a guy who was badly wounded in the Iraq war. Absolutely disgusting. Okay, well, here's another one. I mean, there's so much of this. I mean, you can just look through this all day. In the House of Representatives is a Democratic congresswoman named Zoe Lofgren. She's from California. She's very good. Solid Democrat from California, Zoe. Zoe Lofgren. Zoe Lofgren in March had an idea. She thought, you know, these January 6 insurrectionists were bad news, but they were encouraged and ginned up by the Republican congressman, a lot of them. They were supported by the Republican congressman. Lauren Boebert was seen giving tours of the Capitol, which was closed to the public the day before the insurrection. And then Lauren Boebert Colorado Republican, tweeted out Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber, signaling to people that she was not there anymore and they should look for her somewhere else. That's what they're looking at, that allegation anyway. It's not yet been proven, but I don't hear a lot of denial from Lauren Boebert. That's being looked at by prosecutors in Washington. So Zoe Lofgren said, I'm going to compile every social media statement by the Republicans in the House of Representatives leading up to the insurrection and afterwards. Quite a list. And it turned out a lot of it is very damaging. All of these people, and remember Ron Johnson's example in the Senate, saying that, well, these were good folks, patriots. They loved the police. They didn't commit violence. They weren't armed. I would have been a lot worrieder if they were Black Lives Matter people. That's what John Johnson said. And he still thinks he should represent us in the Senate in Wisconsin. Come on. Okay. Well, there are people in the House that said that and worse, supporting the insurrectionists, egging them on. And all Zoe Lofgren did was publish, she put out a list. This is what Congressman Jones and Congressman Smith said on this date. And you read it, and it's a compelling indictment, a compelling indictment. The Republican caucus overwhelmingly was pro-insurrection. There are also 147 of them voted to overturn the election themselves. On the Senate side, Josh Hawley on the way in gave a fist bump towards the crowd, fist gesture of support to the insurrectionists who are already there. Republican Party supported the insurrection. Well, now the Republicans have decided to bring a complaint against Zoe Lofgren, violating the rules of decorum of the House. That's the phrase they use, that somehow she disparaged her fellow congressman. There is a rule in the House of Representatives so that you don't have a brawl, that you don't call somebody else a liar on the floor, and you don't personally attack or insult them so that people don't pull out weapons. Two of my favorite legislatures of all time, and this goes back a little bit, the Taiwan legislature and the Ukrainian legislature, and of course they'd be speaking in a language you didn't understand. The Ukrainian legislature was split between Ukrainian patriots and a handful of Russian sympathizers. The Taiwan legislature was split between, most of them wanted independence from China and a handful wanted to be with mainland China. And all of a sudden you'd hear blah, 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 and suddenly whap, 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 and they jump on each other. The Ukrainian legislature guy jumps up and grabs the speaker out of his chair by the neck and hauls him down. I mean, it was really like, you're in middle school or something in the gym. And the Taiwan, everybody's very, very polite, and all of a sudden, whap, 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 and they're all, it looks like a Bruce Lee movie or something. This is good stuff as theater. I don't want it in a legislature, and I certainly don't want it in our legislature. Well, to say that Zoe Lofgren violated the rules of decorum and disparaged them by simply reporting their own social media posts is disgusting. And this was the complaint filed by Representative Buddy Carter of Georgia. Buddy Carter, not one of the greats. Bad news, piece of work. Poor Zoe Lofgren, it's not going anywhere. We stand with Zoe Lofgren. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.